You are listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. This is a show where we get to talk about art for 3 hours every Friday morning. We also get to talk to people in Perth doing amazing things, putting on exhibitions, winning at the Creative Life. I don't think you can really win at the Creative Life. It's not a competition. But if it was, we would be talking about Starlet Contemporary's new exhibition, New Moves. It is an exhibition featuring newly graduated fine art students that introduces emerging visual artists to the Perth community. This exhibition is currently open and it's running until Saturday the 26th of March at Starlet Contemporary. We're joined today by exhibiting artist Jakub Kotzi and the director of Starlet, Sherry Stoltari. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
So this exhibition is a great opportunity for emerging artists. Sherry, how important is it to you to promote a new generation of artists?
I think it's absolutely imperative. I've been running galleries in 4 different locations physically since 2006. And whilst I have an eclectic and diverse range of artists in terms of their personal journey and stage of their visual arts careers, I think foundationally it's absolutely vital that we support up-and-coming artists. It's been part of my mantra ever since I've been running galleries. In fact, in 3 of my previous galleries, we used to do a prize for an outstanding tertiary arts graduate. However, since I've been running independently as Starlet Contemporary in my current location in West Perth for the last 4 years, I always go around all of the tertiary arts grads exhibitions. And last year struck me that there were quite a few glimpses of people who had that somewhat stellar quality that I'm looking for as an arts director. And I thought it's such a great opportunity to be a conduit between the up-and-coming artists and a wider visual audience in an exhibition opportunity, because as we know, exhibition opportunities are somewhat limited in Perth. I'm very proud of the fact that I've been in the industry for 16 years, and this is my way of giving back to the arts community and particularly the next generation like Jakub.
Jakub is one of those bright young things that you're exhibiting.
Absolutely.
Who else is in the show? Who else do we need to look out for?
So it's a 6-hander show. I have a little coterie of curtain arts graduates just by pure coincidence. It's not an absolute choice on my part. It's just who leapt out to me when I was doing the rounds of the grad shows. So alongside Jakub are 3 of his contemporaries, Brent Ekham, who is multidisciplinary but focusing currently on painting. And we have Alona Maguire, who is a young, proud Indigenous woman who you may know was the superstar brains behind the Mumbakai drone exhibition as part of Fremantle Biennale. Zoe Wells, an up-and-coming figurative painter. And I have Georgia Siciliano from Edith Cowan Uni and Nazarul Ben Zulkifli from NMIT. And I'd just like to say it was absolutely fabulous to find out that both Nazarul and Alona were both selected for Hatch at the upcoming Pika Show.
Amazing. Like the drones for Perth Festival, brilliant. Alona did an amazing job.
Conceptually so rigorous and emotionally so riveting. And she's got some amazing work in the exhibition as well, including a phenomenal projection of her great-great-grandmother from the Northern Territory, and that's a very moving piece as well.
So some really interesting reasons to get down to see Starlet Contemporary. Jakub, tell me a little bit about your practice and the sort of art that you produce.
Sure. So I'm a painter, I guess most simply. Work in oil painting representation at the moment. I'm interested in working from photographic archives of family photos or film stills or just online media images. I think that process was something that developed in the past year for me and was a really important part of my practice in terms of making compositional decisions, but there's also a lot of conceptual weight of what I'm trying to deal with, which is my heritage as a Afrikaans German immigrant to Australia, and just trying to investigate my personal history and the history of the countries that I'm coming from, and my migration to Australia are interesting points for me The works in this show are sort of tangential to that. They're not so conceptually loaded as some of my previous work, and it was really a nice, refreshing change of pace to be making work that was maybe a bit more technically focused, skill development, still working from photographs and the issues that come with that technically, and to just be producing work again following the grad show last year, which is quite an intensive period leading up to that show. A lot of students rightfully feel quite artistically burnt out, absolutely exhausted, and having this show to work towards was really important just to get the wheels turning again and to start making again.
So what are some of the technical issues with reproducing works from photographs, from stills, from, you know, slides that you found?
Oh, I could go on and on. In some ways it's a benefit, but the main issues come from having to reduce a lot of the information and make key decisions about colour and the tonal range in the works to create strong compositions that aren't relying too heavily on the source image. It is sort of an important moment when you are working from a photograph, and then that point where you put it away and you don't look at it anymore, and then you work with kind of what you've got. So you do the initial block in for me, and then kind of go from there and try and make a engaging composition that's relying on paint, not its reference to the source photo. Mm.
And so when you talk about kind of needing this show after the grad show, are you someone who likes to always have something to be working towards?
It definitely helps. I think having deadlines, it definitely helps resolving some works, and you have to make some concessions that you can't just keep fiddling away at the painting. And it's a good way in some sense to just produce new work, get it to a resolved level, and then kind of send it out into the world and let people look at it and not touch it anymore, and then just move on. You can just over-labour something to the point that you kill it. An old tutor had a metaphor of the one John Steinbeck novel of Mice and Men, when the one character sort of pets the dog so much and he loves it so much that he accidentally kind of kills it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good metaphor for sort of overworking your art, which you're just belabouring. So it was very important to have this show to work towards.
Yeah, if you've got a deadline, then that's, you know, you get handed in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's finished. How does it feel to be exhibiting alongside the other people in this exhibition, people that I'm assuming you've kind of been working with, even if they may not go to the same institution, you know of each other? And so how is that to then come together with these other artists?
Yeah, it's hard to put into words how much it means to be able to exhibit within a peer group, and community has been a really important factor for our cohort the past 2 years. With COVID happening 2 years ago, it sort of emerged organically that the way for us as creatives to get through it was to work together, to collaborate, to give each other feedback and support, and then to exit university as a network of emerging artists that are open to creating more work, but also just exhibiting alongside one another and standing together as peers. And the ability to meet students from other institutions, I think, is quite difficult to do when you're stuck into your studies. And this is just, you couldn't ask for a better opportunity to engage with Georgia and Naz's work and Adam's work as well, who's showing at the same time. So it's hard to put into words, mm-hmm. but it's a really special feeling.
When you think about your career moving forward, what do you need from the Perth arts community to see your artistic dreams come true? And how do you see your kind of role as giving back to that arts community as well?
I think it comes down to producing the work. I think if you can spend time in the studio creating and inviting people to look at your work, and then once you've kind of done that, having opportunities like Sherry's so generously put forward with new moves, that's so important. There's such a limited number of spaces that you can exhibit in Perth as a mid-career artist, let alone someone who's just kind of graduated. If you don't get into Hatch, do you really have to fight quite hard or be lucky enough to get singled out for an exhibition? So I think more directors taking the initiative to engage with the newest generation of artists who are producing really, really engaging work that only will get better with their exposure to more exhibition opportunities, I think is really, really important.
Amazing. Jakob, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. It's been great getting to know you and a little bit more about your work. And also massive thanks to you, Sherry, for putting on this show and for giving young artists an opportunity to exhibit.
Thank you. And I'm really grateful that they've all accepted that opportunity, and they are also showing in tandem with one of my represented artists, Adam Hisham Ismail, who's got an outstanding sculpture show as well. So gallery hours Wednesday to Saturday, 10 till 4.
Stala Contemporary New Moves exhibition until the 26th of March. You are listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.